You know, while we're worshiping, there's a couple things that I want to say here before I get started. You will never have victory, no matter how many times I lay my hands on you and pray for you or anyone else, until you start getting your mind focused on what God wants. You know, the Bible says, let us come boldly before the throne of grace. And when I go boldly before the throne of grace, you get right up there in the throne room with the Lord and you can hear all kinds of stuff. And I'm hearing, and this has happened before. I guess it's the gift of the Holy Ghost that tells me these things. But I hear all these thoughts going on in here during worship. And you know, thoughts of distractions. There's distractions. Well, it just didn't go too well last week. And, you know, this happened and that happened and this may happen and this is going on, and this is going on in my life right now, and that's going on in my life, and this is what's happening with my kids, and this is what's happening with my business, and it just goes on and on. And I hear all these things going on as we're worshiping. And I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to tell you again, that when you have a distracted mind and you have an undisciplined mind, you will never have victory. Now, don't all look at me like that. You will never have victory if your mind is wandering around where it shouldn't be. You will never have victory if your mind is wandering around where it shouldn't be. Okay? And I hear these things going on during worship. And, you know, it really needs to stop. And like I said, no matter how many times I lay hands on you or Pastor David lays his hands on you, you won't be able to get the victory. You got to stay focused on the things of God. You got to look at God's Word and get your mind on God's Word and on God's promises in order to obtain what He says that you can have and what you can do. Okay? So I just wanted to lay that out right here, right at the very get-go, because God wants you to have victory, and He doesn't want you to see you with a week like you had just last week. Okay? No more week like you had last week. God wants to take you to a better place and to enjoy the abundant life that He promised in John 10:10. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. In order to enjoy that abundant life, one of the things, the very first thing you need to do is get your mind off of what's happened last week and the failures and disappointments and start looking and saying, God, you know what? That may have happened last week and I haven't really taken the time to discipline my thought life, but now today I'm going to make a choice to choose life and to discipline my mind and to keep my mind on Your Word, and that's all I want to keep my mind on, Lord, because that's what leads me and guides me and that's what gives me peace in my life. Amen? So, I don't want to freak anyone out, but I do hear those things going on. And sometimes it gets to the point where it becomes a distraction and it moves and it doesn't help the flow of the anointing. It doesn't help the flow of the Holy Ghost. So we're here to receive from the Lord. We're here to receive to do the King's business, right? To do our Father's business. Jesus said, I always do those things that please my Father. I always do those things that please my Father, not the things that I do to please myself. I always do those things that please my Father. So He wants us to stay focused on the things that He wants to do in our lives to give us complete victory. Amen. Last Thursday, we went and saw Pastor Rod Parsley up there in on the north side of town. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been listening to a lot of ministers, and even what the Spirit of the Lord has been telling me. You better get ready. You better get ready, because I believe we have entered into one of the greatest spiritual awakenings this nation will ever see. It's T.D. Jakes always like, can I just do this? He just gets up there and he goes, get ready, get ready, get ready. Well, you better get ready now, because God is doing some things. He started this, I believe, a couple months ago. I sense it in my spirit. It's getting stronger and stronger as the Spirit of the Lord just continues to move. And it's not going to be business as usual. Thank God it's not going to be business as usual. You know, there's a great awakening coming. It's here in our midst. And we can't be distracted by all these things that are contrary to God's word, that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. We have to get focused on God's word and on what God wants. Hallelujah. And that excites me. I don't have too much time, and I'm not gonna give you a big 3-point sermon today, but I'm gonna give you something that I believe that'll free you up, that'll free you and give you more revelation. It'll give you more revelation. So I can't get this out of my mind as I pray. I can't get this out of my mind about what God desires. And I've been praying, God, you desire things in your people and you desire things in my life. And I told you, I believe it was last Sunday, there's two things God desires in this earth. It's in Numbers 14:21, where the whole earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. He desires that. And then the other thing he desires is in Habakkuk 2:14, where it says, and the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. So there's those two things, the glory and the knowledge. He desires that. And it all goes back to this. The glory, I said last time I said, was the elimination of the curse and the manifestation of the life of God. And as I kept looking at this and praying about it and thinking, Lord, you want, and I got it, Lord. I got it. You want your life. You want your people to know about the life of God that's on the inside of them and have a greater revelation of that. He said, I desire for my people to have a greater revelation of the life of God on the inside of them. Think about that. The life of God on the inside of you, and a manifestation of that is the elimination of the curse operating in your life and in your home and in your business. And I said, Lord, how is it that we can focus in more on the life of God in us? And he just very simply spoke this to me. Acts chapter 27, verses 22. And I heard this deep within my spirit. And I was like, Lord, this is really good. I love this, Lord. Acts 27. Because you know what? The Lord has given me just a passion. And it's like sometimes I want to just open y'all up and pour this in. I want to pour this in. Acts 27. And I'm going to give you the cliff notes today here. Acts 27, 22. Paul was on a ship. And in verse 22 it says, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. Now how would you like to be around someone that would say, man, we are all going to die. We are going to die. And not only are we going to die, but when this ship goes down, there's going to be these fish, and they're going to pick stuff off our bodies, and we are going to die this painful, slow death. But he said this. He said, and I believe, well, I know he heard from God. He said, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. I believe God. Wow. Wow. He said, I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. Now, there's three things that that Paul said here. He said, I believe God. I believe God, and I've told you many times before, you know what? It would make it a whole lot easier in your life if you just simply said, you know, Lord, I believe your word, I believe you. Man, it would eliminate a majority of the problems if you just simply say, I believe you, Lord. I believe your word. I trust you, Lord. And then he said this, I serve God. He didn't say, I try to serve God. He said, I serve God. I serve God. I don't try to serve God. I serve God. Some people will come and say, Lord, help me. I'm just so trying to serve you. No, you serve God. You don't try to serve him. You serve him. And then some may say, well, Paul had an angel come to him and speak to him. Well, he had an angel. I haven't had an angel come speak to me. But you know, the Bible says in 2 Peter 1:19, it says that we have a more sure word of prophecy. You got his word. You got his word. You got his word. The Bible says we have a more sure word of prophecy. How much more do we need? How much more do we need? So can we just, for this week that's coming up, and today, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, can we just forget about all the problems? Can you just put those out of your mind of the expectation of it's going to be like this, I'm not going to make it, this is not going to go right. Can you get those out of your mind? Can we just do that and start disciplining ourselves in our minds and in our thoughts and saying, you know what? I'm not, this isn't, you know, that's just speculation. Can you get the speculation out of your mind? If you're believing God for something, don't let the speculation come in. And it'll ruin things for you. Don't let the speculation come in. But just say, I belong to God. I serve God, and I believe God. Don't, you know how you can carry on a conversation with yourself? How many have carried on a conversation in their minds with themselves? I've done that before. Don't let that voice tell you, the ship is sinking and we're all going to die. We're not going to make it. I don't know what's going to happen. It's a horrible situation. That shouldn't be in our that shouldn't be in your thought life. That shouldn't be in your vocabulary. I serve God. I belong to God. I believe God. Hallelujah. We got a more sure word of prophecy. We got a more sure word of prophecy. You know, everything in here, I found out, it says that everything's going to be okay. In fact, it's going to be more than okay. In fact, it says we're more than conquerors. In fact, it says when you go through there, it says that God is able to do exceedingly above all, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. Hallelujah. 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 You know, you just got to, you know, something that Pastor Parsley said on Thursday night that it just stuck in my mind. He said, he talked about turning, and I can't get into this whole thing concept about turning. But, you know, as he was preaching, I thought about this. You know, there's times when there's situations that come in your life that, you know what you need to do? You just need to turn from it. You just need to turn from it. You know, and I thought about that, and I started looking it up in my Bible everywhere that God talked about turning. Repentance is turning. You know, I've taught this before, and I've taught this to my kids, where David, when he was, they're smiling because Hannah knows. They heard this so many times. We went over this over and over about turning from a situation. David, before he fought the giant, you can read this, his brothers came up to him and said, you know, you've just got just a few sheep. What are you to come here? We're men of war here. David, you got a few sheep. Why don't you go back and take care of your sheep? They insulted him. But you know what David did? The Bible was very specific. It said he turned his back. And some of you need to turn your back on those situations that are talking to you. You need to turn your back on them because they're not of God. When his brothers spoke and they tried to speak defeat into his life, he turned back his back on defeat and he turned toward victory. Did you hear me? He turned toward victory. He turned his back on defeat. He didn't listen to what his brothers had to say. He knew to turn. And there's times where we need to learn to turn. We need to turn from those things that say the opposite of God's word. We need to turn from those things. Come on, you need to turn from those things. Make a choice today to turn from those things that are causing you a lack of peace in your life. Make a choice today. God says, I sit before you life and death. Therefore, choose life. Come on, it's a choice you got to make. I refuse to listen to the lie. I refuse to listen to anything that's contrary to this word. So I believe I belong to God. Oh, I belong to God. I belong to God. I serve God. And I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. You know that there's freedom just in saying that. There is. There's freedom just in saying that. Come on, say it with me. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God's word. So now why are you running around getting no peace and getting in a bunch of fear believing all that other stuff? Because I'll tell you what, it'll bring fear into your life. It won't bring peace. It'll bring fear. I belong to God. Oh, yes, I belong to God. Yes, Lord, I serve God. Oh, I don't try to serve God. I serve God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, that ought to just make you, shout. Now, I'm going to tell you again. Come on now, we all get in with this. We're not going to let these things of the past or last week mess with our minds anymore. Come on, this week we're going to choose. We're going to choose life. We're going to choose the abundant life that Jesus promised, right? Amen? So last week won't be a repeat. This week won't be a repeat of last week. Okay? We want victory. Amen? And Jesus promises us victory. So we made a choice. We made a choice today. You mark that down on your calendar. Today I choose life. Today I choose life. Today I choose life. And you know what? You need to move your mouth. You need to move your mouth and you need to say it out loud in your home and in your car. I belong to God. I serve God. I believe God. Say that. Come on, you need to say that. You need to write those three things down. Come on, you need to say those and just like, God, I belong to you. I serve you, God. I believe you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Mm-mm-mm. You know, because God's got great things for us. He's got great things for you, and He wants that greater revelation of the life of God on the inside of you. The life of God on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to close in prayer. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your word today. Father, I thank you for your people, and I pray your blessing upon them in Jesus' name. Father, we choose life and not death. Father, we choose life today, Father. We choose life, and Lord, we belong to you. We serve you, and we believe you, Father. We thank you for your goodness. We praise you, Father, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, that you speak to us, that we hear, we listen, and we obey. Thank you, Lord. We don't listen to those other voices out there that are not you because we recognize the voice of our shepherd. Your word says that my sheep know me and they hear my voice. Father, we know your voice. We're sensitive to your voice, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.